This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
We get ready to play basketball. The Cougars dressed in their road maroon with gold trim. And they'll go like this. No lineup changes. Holden Chastrinsky will start at one forward spot up front. We see Tate Stewart starting tonight. So Musa Jallo will not start. Connor Basie, Jake Treadway, and Malik LaFoon. It'll be Martindale, Josh Martindale, jumping center. South Dresden, their home whites with purple and white trim. They'll be going from left to right on the radio dial as the lead official. Harry Miller from Becknell tosses it up, and the tip's controlled, and this championship game is underway. As Southside controls the tip, Logan Kirby gives it to Johnny Jager. And Bloomington North comes out in the man-to-man. Or they're going to shift to a zone, a little 2-3 zone right off the get-go for the Cougars of Andy Hodson. Good ball movement. Tucker Blackwell on the left wing. Johnny, a three on the way, around and off, no good. Fight for the rebound, and a nice save by Treadway into Holden Chastrinsky. Holden across the timeline, man-to-man, and out on him will be Martindale. LaFoon, and guarding him will be Tucker Blackwell to start out with. Nick Elliott, by the way, is on Tate Stewart. Holding with the basketball around the screen by Jake. Now they give it back to Treadway. Top of the key, that is Tate Stewart. Just underway, first possession for Bloomington North. Out of the corner, Chastrinsky misfires here, and the defensive rebound taken down by Logan Kirby. Kirby in the post, Elliott and Martindale the forwards, and of course Tucker Blackwell and Johnny Jager in the backcourt. In the half-court offense right now, second possession for the Southsiders. Good ball movement against the zone inside. Martindale with muscle. Puts the first two like he started last night's ball game. He had the first, he had 9 points in the first quarter, and then he went off the radar screen offensively. Got a little ding, too, in the second half. We got our first whistle of the night. It's going to be called on Johnny Jager.
Well, kind of a touchdown there, but the officials not going to let anything go tonight.
No. Sectional championship game brought to you in part by IU Health Rehab and Sports Medicine Center. They help to make athletes better, stronger, and faster. Learn more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. So the Northsiders in the maroon. Tate Stewart, a long three. No good. Got iron to the right side. Logan Kirby right there with a defensive rebound. Tucker Blackwell, a three. Up over the guy wire and out of bounds. It'll be North basketball.
Well, Joe, both teams coming out somewhat cold. Panthers, 1 of 3. The Cougars have misfired on their first two shots.
Martindale with the only basket. It's 2-0 South. And here we go. Treadway across the line, the timeline, and Johnny right in his grill. Jay takes a dribble right to left across the key. Down on the wing left. Connor Basie touches it for a second. Treadway back to Chastrinsky. Over to Basie. Through the lane. What a move by Treadway. And he ties this ball game up. Jay Treadway, who had 13 points last night, gets the Northsiders on the board. And they sit in a 2-3 zone defensively. With the basketball, Blackwell inside. Off there's a nice pass by Martindale inside to Logan Kirby, the other big for the Southsiders. And Bloomington South on top, 4-2. Quickly, here comes North. Tate Stewart with the basketball. Out on him is Nick Elliott, the senior. Down on the wing right, Connor Basie over Malik LaFoon. And out on him is Johnny Jager. South in their traditional man-to-man. With it is Treadway across the lane. Deals it now over to Holden Chastrinsky. And back now as Jake will survey the activity against the man and run the offense for the North Cougars. Tate Stewart stops and pops, and he misses to the right side, and the ball's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Martindale. It'll be North basketball. 4-2, Southside with the lead. 5:17, opening quarter of the sectional championship game. The winner will play in the Seymour Regional at 10 o'clock next Saturday morning. There's a shot by LaFoon rolling in. Malik getting his first basket, a 49%. Field goal shooter, and we're tied at 4. Johnny will work the offense from the point and come across the timeline. Deals it over to Tucker Blackwell on the right wing against the 2-3 zone. Down on the wing is Nick Elliott. Back over to Martindale. Good ball movement in the half court. They deal it down to Logan Kirby on the right wing. Johnny Spree, a three. Too hard. Cleared out of there by Treadway. Jake leading the fast break the other way. Dishes it. Tate Stewart, a long three. No good. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. But I think we got a rebound foul called on Malik LaFoon.
Yeah, LaFoon smashing the offensive boards hard that time against the bigger Logan Kirby.
So great position by Logan Kirby, who got blanked last night in the ball game against Columbus East. Kirby actually took only four shots and had two rebounds. He's got a couple already tonight. South with the basketball. We're not at four after the foul on LaFoon. There's Martindale in the high post. Down on the low post is Logan Kirby. Martindale working out top of the key. Johnny reverses the ball. Tucker is free for three. Out of the left wing, no good. And Nick Elliott fighting a Cougar for it, and that is Jastrzemski. And the jump ball gives it to the Cougars.
Well, both teams sure really misfiring behind the line. Cougars 0 for 3. Panthers 0 for 4 on three ball attempts.
Well, I tell you, Bloomington North really struggled in that first ball game, hitting only 34%, John. And, you know, it's interesting, they're firing up the threes. The two teams combined for only 16 in that ball game that we did back in January, and they only hit six between them, three yeah. each side. And they've been putting up the threes liberally. With the basketball, Musa Jallo has checked into the ball game. Musa checks it now over to Tate Stewart. 4-4 ball game, and the ball tipped out of and into the arms of Logan Kirby. So Logan with the basketball. Here's Tucker Blackwell, and he's fouled going to the hoop, and Musa Jallo is the guilty party.
A good strong move by Tucker to the hole that time, and Jallo trying to stop him, fouled him.
Well, Musa did not start last night. He did not start tonight. He came off the bench, was 1 for 2, and of course he missed three games for the Northsiders with that concussion, actually two games. Here is Tucker Blackwell at the line, and he connects. Both teams, as we mentioned last night on the broadcast, are good free throw shooting teams. They're both shooting 72% on the year. Martindale comes out, and Chance Coyle, the outstanding freshman, checks into the ball game for J.R. Holmes. As Tucker Blackwell will try to give the Panthers a 6-4 lead here in the opening quarter, and he does. So Blackwell, 2 of 2. The first two that he strikes tonight from the line go through the twine, and here we go. And a loose ball, and Coyle is after it. And let's see, last touch by a Panther. It'll be Cougar basketball underneath their own basket. 3:46 to play, opening quarter. Title night tonight here on the south side. Panthers with 18 in a row, and the Cougars with a two-game winning streak. Jallo short-armed it and got barely the rim. Easy rebound for Jager. Up court over to Tucker, used up his dribble. Clears it over to Logan. They reverse it. Johnny back to Tucker. Down on the wing, Chance Coyle, and good ball movement. Blackwell back to Johnny. He'll set up the offense. Blackwell working the right wing, down on the baseline, and he threw it away, and that's Logan Kirby. Musa Jallo on the steal. Here comes Jallo inside to the glass, put it up, and that was too hard. Easy rebound for Chance Coyle, and we go back the other way. Both teams are terrible shooting percentage-wise here in the opening quarter. 6-4 is our score. Bloomington South with a two-point lead and the basketball in the half court. They work it now over to Nick Elliott. Nick trying to find a lane, put up a shot. Good defense, Connor Basie, and he got the shot to fall, and a foul on Basie, and the basket's going to count by Nick Elliott. Well, that's a stick-to-itiveness there.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Nick stayed after it, and Basie really defensed him well.
He did indeed.
Well, Musa Jallo is going to get a rest. He comes out of the ball game after a couple of wild shots. And Malik LaFoon, or check it, Tyler Adams has checked in, and short-arming it from the line is Nick Elliott. Here we come the other way. Holden Jastrzemski got off to a great start with those triples last night against East Central. With it is Malik LaFoon, defense well by Nick Elliott. 8-4, South with its biggest lead here in the early going. 8-4 with 2:41 to play. Shot straight out of three. How about Holden? Well, Jastrzemski left three. And he drilled a three, and it's 8-7, and here comes Jager the other way. Down on the wing left, that's Blackwell. They're working around Elliott, Jager, nice pass, Coyle inside. What a play that was. Martindale missed it, tipped his own shot, missed it again, and cleared out of there by Tyler Adams. Here comes Jake Treadway the other way. A long three-pointer by Jastrzemski, no good, and Coyle's got another rebound. He's a good ball handler. Across the line he comes. He gives it now over to Blackwell. Through the lane with Martindale. Now they reverse it back to Blackwell, top of the key. They work it left wing. 8-7, a one-point lead for South. And the ball out of the corner. Elliott fires, misses here. Rebounded out of there by Holden Jastrzewski. Quickly up court. Here come the maroon and gold. And now Jake Treadway. He'll set up the offense with a minute 45 to play. Neither team hitting well here in the early going through the first 7 minutes. So we got a travel call against Tyler Adams.
First turnover for the Cougars. Panthers with one turnover.
Well, both teams last night just played almost errorless ball. South had only, they had 12, but Bloomington North turned it over only six times in that victory against East Central, which they won 59-50.
Joe, both teams shooting bad. Panthers 3 of 11, North 3 of 12.
Tucker Blackwell handles it down, and they work in. Martindale threw the ball away. Here comes LaFoon, got to beat Jager. He does, lays it off the glass, and the Cougars with their first lead. 9-8, Northside. A minute 20 to play in the opening quarter. They have stayed and started out and have stayed the entire quarter in a 2-3 zone. South having some recognition problems against it. Tucker will fire a three, and again they misfire. Cleared out of there. A nice offensive rebound. Chance Coyle had it, lost it, got it again. Tied up. Connor Basie, possession arrow, will stay with Bloomington South. Boy, Basie's been feisty down there in the low blocks defensively. And he flat tied up. Chance Coyle big time.
Yeah, Chance has four rebounds, Joe. Already in the ball game.
Musa Jallo is back in, and Tyler Adams takes a seat. Taylor Gilpin also in for Bloomington South. They work it around the horn. High posting now Martindale out of the corner. A shot by Taylor Gilpin. No good. Chance has now got five rebounds. Shot put up and rolled in by Tucker Blackwell. Back to a South side lead, 10-9. So back and forth we go. Only 39 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Andy Hodson wants one shot, and Jake Treadway's going to oblige you. He just kind of sauntered across the timeline, and he'll just kind of hold the ball now, deal it to Malik, and they'll play a little two-man ball here with 25 seconds to play in the opening quarter. 10-9, Bloomington South with the lead. Neither team shooting well here. About what we figured. Trying to feel each other out here, and Bloomington North coming out from the get-go in a 2-3 zone. Now they work the offense. Connor Basie takes a shot. I don't know what he was trying to do. We'll say that he took a shot. There's a long one at the horn. No good by Tucker Blackwell. I don't know if you give him a shot or a turnover. We'll give him a shot. And no turnover, but it was a poor one. And they didn't get what they wanted. Bloomington North, a wasted opportunity. That's the end of the first quarter. Bloomington South leads at 10-9. Back with second quarter action after this one-minute break. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. J.R. Holmes court, Joe Smith and John Callahan. Our producer is Katie Robbins. So tonight, side out to the maroon and gold. Holden Jastrzewski will trigger it in. It does to Jake Treadway. We'll give you the shooting splits in a second, and they weren't very good. Both teams combined, I can tell you, for 31 total shots to the iron tonight, not many of them went in. Dade Stewart, a long three straight out, no good. They're one of six now, Bloomington North, from three ball range, but that's better than South, who's 0 for 7 from long ball range. So far, here in this ball game, Chance Coyle stays in the lineup for J.R. Holmes. Tucker Blackwell with the ball on the right wing against the 2-3 zone. 7:27, just underway, second quarter. Chance of three, straight out, got it. Chance Coyle. Well, Coyle had five or six rebounds in the limited time that he played in the first quarter. And the freshman guns in a triple, and it's 13-9, and that's the biggest lead of the ball game. Tate Stewart with the ball in the half court now. Defensed out there by Tucker Blackwell. Tate is coming off that big ball game that he had the other night against Shelbyville. And then last night, Stewart didn't have that many shots. He was 3 of 8 and had but 6 points and didn't hit any of his three. Now Holden Jastrzewski gets tied up with a Panther in the paint.
And they can slack off on Basie, so they were double-teaming Jastrzewski underneath. And as soon as Holden put the ball down, a couple Panthers got the hands on the ball, jump ball, possession change.
Yep, it was. So the turnover gives it back to Bloomington South, and the Panther in question doing the tying up was Chance Coyle. 13-9. South with the ball in a four-point lead as Johnny comes across the timeline. Gilpin has it for a second, so does Martindale. They work at the other side now. Tucker delivers it back to the wing left. Shot taken, a three by Jager. Tipped up Blackwell, no good. Tipped up. Blackwell's got the offensive rebound. Taylor Gilpin, a three ball, no good. Martindale's got the rebound. Martindale deals it over to Chance Coyle. He threw it away right into the arms of Musa Jallo. 3-on-2, North has the numbers. Jake Treadway in the paint, put up a shot. It rims around, falls out. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
The action, as I said last night, Joe, fast and furious.
Well, they had some giddy up in their offense that time, without question. Getting the ball up lickety-split, and the beneficiary of it all was Jake Treadway, and he steps to the free throw line.
Very impressed down here at the other end. Tucker Blackwell trying to tip in that offensive rebound.
They had three different looks at it. None of it went in. Here's Treadway, 67%, senior co-captain, along with Connor Basie. Treadway now with three, and it's 13-10 as Bloomington North has had one lead. That was 9-8. We saw it back and forth a couple of possessions, and Bloomington South just had its biggest lead of four, saw it down to three, and here's Treadway's second toss, and he had nothing but nylon. 4 points for Treadway. Quickly, here comes South the other way. Johnny's already in his half court. He and Tucker Blackwell play catch. Posting now is in the high post is Keenan Franz, who's checked into the ball game. Keenan, they work it around. Oh, nice pass inside. Logan Kirby to Chance Coyle. Beautiful recognition there. Give the assist to Logan Kirby and the basket to the young freshman. 15-11, back to a four-point lead. Jake Treadway running the offense for the maroon and gold. Dishes it inside. Musa Jallo out of control, walks with the ball. Turnover, Bloomington North.
Three apiece on turnovers.
5 minutes and 42 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. If you just dialed us up, South led at the end of one, 10-9. They hit only 4 of 17 in the opening quarter. Didn't hit any of their seven offerings from the three-ball line. 5.5 to play. Tucker Blackwell, entry pass. Let's see who touched it last. Jake Treadway trying to lobby for North's cause to no avail. It'll be out of bounds, Bloomington South, underneath their own basket.
Yeah, Joe Treadway doing a great job getting in the passing lane and almost got the steal.
So Jallo comes back out, and coming back in, getting a little breather that time, was Holden Jastrzemski. Touching the ball, Logan Kirby. And now Jager will set up the offense again. South side with a 15-11 lead. North has played a 2-3 zone the entire night. Down on the wing, they deal it around. Shot taken, a three. Got it. Tucker Blackwell's first triple of the night. Blackwell now with 7 to lead Bloomington South. And its biggest lead of the ball game, 18-11. Inside the 5-minute mark of the opening half. Treadway around the screen by Basie. Deals it over to Holden Jastrzemski inside. Shot taken. Got iron and that's it. Logan Kirby, another defensive rebound. Fast breaking the other way. Here come the Panthers. What a pass. That's Tucker Blackwell over to Chance Coyle. Three on the way. Johnny, no good. And here comes Jake the other way. Treadway leading the fast break and a ball that was stripped away momentarily. Malik LaFoon with a heck of a drive to the hole. Malik LaFoon with his third basket. He's got 6, and it's 18-13. Malik, cat quick, in for 2. And that was a big, big basket. A shot underneath, and Connor Basie got there late. Couldn't do anything about it. Logan Kirby with a second field goal. He'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
I think Basie thought that Jager was going to shoot the three, but he looked underneath, saw a wide-open Logan Kirby, and Kirby with a nice basket there.
Well, there's a reason Bloomington South is averaging 16.5 assists this year. And that's one prime example. Unselfish bunch, both teams really. North has got their average up to 13 assists per game in what has been now a 24-game season for the maroon and gold, 16 of them in the win column. Here's Logan trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way to give South an 8-point lead and throws a brick. Cleared out of there by Musa Jallo. Here comes Tate Stewart across the timeline. Tate has been quiet again tonight. Deals the ball down to Holden Jastrzemski. He's got a lane blocked beautifully by Logan Kirby. Right back into the face of Jastrzemski. A three. Got it. Tate Stewart. So Tate Stewart, he was quiet up until that particular point in time. 20-16 now, as the 7-point lead has been cut down to 4. Bloomington North, the trailer, playing the 2-3 zone and trapping down on the wing. They clear it. Tucker Blackwell, good pass. Bouncing in there was Keenan Franz, and a nice steal by Holden Chastrinsky. And he and Coyle go after each other, or Franz, rather. I don't say they didn't go after each other. They just are a couple of hard-nosed football players that are playing basketball, and they're athletes, and they're competitors. And Holden wasn't going to have any of Franz that time. And the foul is going to be nailed on Keenan.
Tell you, Joe Stewart, that was his first basket after 4 missed shots, three of the misses behind the line. Boy, he gets hot. Look out.
Well, he didn't hit any last night, Johnny. Was 0 for 3. He's out there, and Chance Coyle is on him. Ball almost stripped away. Tate, a good ball handler, deals it over to Jallo out of the right wing. Everything he has shot tonight has been short. 20-16. Here comes South the other way with it off the glass. Logan Kirby. So Kirby has exploded now. He's got 4 of the last 4 points for Bloomington North, and it's back to South, and it's a 22-16 lead for the Panthers. Here comes Treadway across the timeline, inside the 3-minute mark. Out on him is Taylor Gilpin. Around the screen goes Treadway, put up a shot, rolls off the rim, and the Panthers are getting every defensive rebound. Gilpin saves it after the rebound underneath by Logan Kirby, who's got a wagon load already. Down to 2:42 to play. Down on the wet, it's a little floater by Blackwell. Tipped up, no good by Keenan Franz. And again, Treadway. He's doing a great job with the glass as well. Shot missed by Stewart. Malik, or rather Musa Jallo, had it lost to Malik LaFoon. We got bodies flying around. Somebody got poked in the nose, and it may have been Coyle. I don't know if he's got blood coming out of his nose or not. He's a tough nut for a 14-year-old kid. 22-16 inside, and Tucker Blackwell is slammed. Pretty good that time. Jake Treadway, the guilty party. That is the 15th foul, a non-shooting foul. And we have not seen free throws becoming a focal point just yet, John, because neither team, and we've played almost an entire first half, neither team is close to the 1-1.
Hard to believe the physicality of this game. We've only had 8 total fouls.
Yeah, they're really letting them play tonight, no question about it. South with a 6-point lead, 22-16. They trigger it out underneath their own basket. Johnny with the ball, over to Nick Elliott, who's checked back into the ball game. Taylor Gilpin down on the left wing. And out of the 2-3 zone, Holden is over on that wing. And now here's Elliott as they reverse the ball. Well defensed by Treadway. There's Kirby, Ben Hott. There's Franz off the pass by Kirby. Well, Franz was the beneficiary that time, and it worked just the opposite about 2 minutes ago. Holden Chastrinsky, a 3. He's not getting them to go tonight. He's only got 1, and Franz on the rebound. And I tell you, John, it's just kind of one-and-done time for the maroon and gold offensively when they come down in the half court.
Yeah, no question. Panthers controlling the boards this game.
There's a bad pass. He telegraphed that, and that was Keenan Franz. Holden Chastrinsky fouled by Johnny Jager. Johnny picks up his second personal foul. Well, that was ill-advised, and you could see it from up here. And Holden Chastrinsky, like he did in Scott Bless's backfield or secondary, was waiting to pick that off, and he did. Here comes Martindale in. Jager, J.R. Holmes not wanting Jager to pick up his third personal foul. Chance Coyle got whatever was bothering him taken care of, and now Franz comes out. Coyle's back in. Biggest lead of the ball game, 8, 24-16, with a minute 23 to play. Norris triggers it out. Malik LaFoon almost lost the dribble, goes and gets it now. He's got 6 points tonight. Still on the dribble, working against Gilpin, and Tucker Blackwell picked his pocket. Tucker with the ball, nice pass, and let's see. That is Alex Franklin, Nick Elliott. And here comes North, another turnover. There's Holden Jastrzemski off the glass. Holden's first regular field goal, he's got 5. Good ball game, 24-18 now. Inside a minute to play. Elliott was lobbying for a foul and didn't get one. Tucker Blackwell threw him a nice pass, and, as I say, there have been only 9 total fouls called here on both ball clubs in the opening half, so neither team has been to the free throw line to shoot any kind of bonus situation. And now J.R. Holmes wants one shot with the clock ticking down, 29. toward the end of the first half. Gilpin in there with Coyle, Blackwell, Martindale, and also Nick Elliott. And it's been Bloomington North's 2-3 zone that certainly has caught the attention of the South offense, because they have misfired time and again tonight. Most of their points, John, have come now. Points in the paint. Shot taken. There's Blackwell. Got it with 4 seconds to play. A three-pointer. Big basket. Tucker's playing well. LaFoon at the gun. No good. It would have counted had it gone. So Tucker Blackwell gunning in a triple with 4 seconds to play. And Tucker with 10 points in the opening quarter to lead, or opening half rather, to lead Bloomington South. And they go into the dressing room leading 27-18 as our halftime show has arrived. And it's brought to you in part, as always, by our master locksmiths, Max and Jimmy, at 508 West 17th Street, by Bill Carpenter and his crew, the former Cougar, there at 5th and Rogers, your local Carquest Auto Parts store, a proud supporter of Bloomington North basketball, the iCenter of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. 27-18, South has had it much their way, but it's been struggle offensively for both ball clubs. North has had one lead, South's biggest lead. They rest here with it by 9 points, 27-18. Our halftime show commences after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Well, back we come. It'll be Bloomington North basketball, I believe. Let's see. A side out to the maroon and gold. Connor Basie will go over and get the ball from the official, Jay Slater from Sullivan. And we're ready to go. 27-18. And lineup-wise, no lineup changes. The same starting five for both ball clubs. With it is Jake Treadway, and we're underway. Tate Stewart. Harris over there defensively by Tucker Blackwell, who had a big 10-point opening half, and we got a shove foul against Nick Elliott right off the get-go.
Hey, that's one thing about Malik LaFoon. Well, he's got that quick first step, and if you're not in front of him, you're going to foul him on as he goes by you.
Yeah, I tell you, the interchangeable aspects of the game between Jager and Blackwell, just so you could bear it out. I mean, Jager didn't score a point in the first half. Blackwell goes for 10. So you shut one off, and you got to deal with the other one. And you really, do well if you can defense them both in the same game, as Stewart missed a three ball and Logan Kirby has another rebound. Here comes Bloomington South, its first possession of the second half. They have the ball in a 9-point lead. Jager gives it up, gets it right back from Tucker. What a pass inside to Martindale, who lays it up and in. Johnny Jager with the assist. Here comes LaFoon out of control, and a block is going to be nailed. And it's going to be on Nick Elliott again.
So assists, that's now 4 assists for Jager in the ball game.
Well, I tell you, Nick got down there really quick defensively. He thought he was set, and LaFoon bowled into him. LaFoon takes a shot here, misses, and Kirby got another rebound. Here comes Bloomington South the other way. And Bloomington North, let's see, staying with their basic 2-3 zone, which they started right from the get-go. Around the horn, Nick Elliott down on the wing left, deals it over to Blackwell. Johnny, nice bounce pass, and the Panthers bounce one too many, and they turn it over. Loose ball, Jastrzemski saved it over to Basie, and here come the maroon and gold. With it is Treadway over to LaFoon. Malik bounces it down to Jastrzemski on the left wing, over now to Tate Stewart. Stewart with only one field goal tonight. That was a three-pointer. So he has labored since that big scoring night. There's a three that would have counted maybe six had he been at the county fair. 3 points added to the total. Every time I talk about Tate, he guns in a three. 29-21 now. Around the horn we go. Down on the wing left, Martindale over to Johnny. Straight out of three. Got it. Jager with his first field goal. And it's a three. 49% on the year. Tate Stewart, he can get hot. We've seen him do it before. And out on him is Tucker Blackwell defensively. To 11-point lead, 32-21. Down on the wing is Jake Treadway. Did some good scoring now for Bloomington North with his 4 points, but a lot of good floor play. There's Tate Stewart inside. No good. Tipped around Basie. Back to Stewart. He'll fire and miss from 12, and the ball falls right into the arms of Logan Kirby again. I think he's gotten every rebound here in the third quarter. Kirby, 32-21. He'll have to get another wagon to hitch onto the one he's got. Full of rebounds. Shot. Tucker, a three. Got it. Tucker Blackwell dialed in tonight. Tucker leading the Southsiders with 13. And Andy Hodson wants a timeout. We'll break for a half minute with 5:22 to play, and the Panthers have broken it open, 35-21. We're back in a half minute. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith, and John Callahan here at the Panther Lair. J.R. Holmes Court, nearly 3,000 filled in here tonight for the sectional championship game. The winner of this ball game will meet either Franklin Central or New Palestine in the Seymour Regional next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We'll be there to call it for you, starting with Chalk Talk at 9:30. The other half of the bracket we won't know until Monday because of all of the snow they had down in Evansville. They have delayed things. They couldn't get going this week because of the snow. Tonight, they got a doubleheader going on between Castle and Evansville Central and Evansville Harrison and number two ranked Wrights. And then the winners come back and play on Monday for the Evansville North sectional championship. All right, here we go. Andy wanted a timeout. Malik LaFoon being held here.
Malik Jaeger got him.
So Johnny Jaeger, if that is Jaeger, and it is, that is three on the senior captain. Well, he finally got his first field goal of the night, and it was a three. That is only the third team foul here in the quarter on Bloomington South. North has yet to be whistled. LaFoon put up a wild shot, and Logan Kirby's got his ninth rebound. So he's working on a double-double. He certainly will have 10-plus rebounds tonight. He only needs one more, and he's plucked off about every defensive carom in this quarter. 35-21, and South is in command. With it is Tucker Blackwell, wide open. Logan Kirby stops and says, well, if you're not going to guard me, I'm going to do this and knock it right through. So Logan Kirby scoring well now. He's got 8 points and nine rebounds, and now another block foul down deep in the paint, and Kirby picks up the personal foul.
Well, he's going to get a charge call here tonight.
37-21, our biggest lead, so it's out to 16 points, and the Cougars really, really struggling to find offense tonight, John.
Yeah, the last time out, Andy, and I was talking to LaFoon, telling him to start driving the ball. It's the Cougars, and it's ice cold from outside.
And there's the ball, and let's see, thrown away, was it touched? It's going to be South Panther basketball, so another turnover for Bloomington North.
Yeah, both teams have done a pretty good job taking care of the basketball. It's just the fifth turnover on the Cougars. Panthers have seven turnovers.
So personnel-wise, Chance Coyle, Taylor Gilpin in there with Logan Kirby, Keenan Franz, and also Tucker Blackwell, who's leading the Southsiders tonight in scoring with 13. Spinning, firing, and now he missed there, rebounded by Musa Jallo. Quickly, Tate Stewart in the half court, and Malik LaFoon out of control, walking with the basketball. Well, they can't even get in their offense right now. South back defensively. And here comes Riley Crean into the ball game for the first time tonight, and LaFoon will come out.
Yeah, Cougars not shooting the ball well. We give a lot of credit to that Panther defense for the tough shooting night for the Cougars.
Riley is 6'2", 171-pound sophomore. Played sparingly last night off the bench for Andy Hodson. Let's see if he can get some offensive jolt into the north side attack. We got a grab on Bazier Musa Jallo. We'll wait and see. Going to be against Bazier. Two on Connor. Cougars have scored but 3 points here through the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. With it is Logan Kirby. Down on the wing. With a chance, Coyle threw it away. Tried to bounce it back to Kirby, and he made a bad pass. Jake Treadway down on the wing. Tate Stewart of three. Let's fly. No good. And now with his 10th rebound of the night, Logan Kirby. So he's only 2 points away from a double-double Kirby tonight. Here comes Gilpin down on the wing left. With a basketball is Keenan Franz. Over to Logan, spinning inside, putting up a shot. He'll go to the line, and he'll shoot two.
Lee Bazin has picked up another personal.
Well, they're going inside, and boy, I tell you, Logan, good to see Panther fans that he got out unwound tonight after a scoreless ball game last night in which he took only four shots and had only two rebounds.
And they could have got either Bazier or Jallo. They put it on Jallo.
So Jallo the guilty party, and here's the free throw. Logan Kirby not going to win any blue ribbons with his free throw shooting. At game time, 52% on a ball club that is shooting 72 as a team.
Excuse me, Joe. Looks like he's throwing darts up there. I mean, he just doesn't have a good fluid motion on his free throws.
37-21, 16-point. Remains intact with 3:36 to play in the third quarter. And that one's too hard, and Jake Treadway's got his share of rebounds tonight. Treadway quickly across the timeline. Gilpin picks him up over to Crean. Crean dishes it over now to Stewart. As Crean goes down on the right wing, Jake Treadway with the basketball, trying to find a seam, blocked beautifully by Kirby, too much of the body. Much to the dislike of the Panther fans, tonight's broadcast of North-South Basketball being brought to you by Hilliard Lions, located right there at 202 South College. Visit them at Hilliard.com. Hilliard Lions Investment Counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth. They've been doing it around these parts since 1854. Here's Jake at the line for the Northsiders. First opportunity here in the second half, and Treadway is 3-for-3 tonight.
So the Cougars just ice cold here in the quarter. They've hit just 1 of 7 from the field.
That's their first free throw attempt. They took only 2 shots from the line, and Treadway had both of those in the first 16 minutes. In the air, and he stayed in the cylinder. Almost rattled out. Stayed in. He's 4 of 4 from the line. He's the only Cougar to visit the line tonight. 37-23. Quickly south in the half court. Tucker Blackwell down on the wing. Deals it over to Gilpin now. 3:08. Clock ticking down against the Northsiders. Tyler Adams give and go inside. Chance Coyle. He'll go to the line. Tyler got him late. Adams, his first personal foul, and Chance Coyle will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight.
Yeah, Chance been pretty quiet here. Of course, he hasn't played a lot here in the third quarter, but he's very impressive in that first half with 5 points and 6 rebounds.
Not a lot of whistle tooting tonight. It's been a physical basketball game. This is only the 6th free throw shot by South tonight as Coyle connects. He's got 6 in the ball game, an 82% free throw shooter. And puts that lead back at 15. The biggest has been 16 points tonight. North struggling, held to 1 field goal here in this quarter. Chance misses here, rebounded out of there by Holden Jastrzemski. Gives it to Tate, and Stewart comes across the timeline with it. Tucker Blackwell right in front of him defensively. South has played that vaunted man-to-man. Tucker backs up, now he puts up a 3, no good. Hurried it a bit that time, and Chance Coyle's got another rebound. Chance had 5. Rebounds in probably 4 or 5 minutes of the first quarter. Down on the wing, Martindale with the basketball off the pass by Blackwell. Tucker gets it right back now. Setting up the offense on the right wing, over to Coyle, down on the wing left. That is Keenan Franz, got a little lane, threw it away. Right into the arms of Jake Treadway. Here come the Northsiders the other way. They are really laboring for offense here. Held to 1 field goal in this quarter. Tyler Adams deals it over to Treadway, and he changes all of that. Jake Treadway with a 3. And timeout called by J.R. Holmes. So, hey, you know, it's been a trademark of this North Basketball Club. Don't count them out at any juncture of any game against any particular clock. We have right here 2:04 to play in the third. Yes, I said the third. And they've cut that 17-point lead down, or 16-point lead, down to 12, 38-26. And we'll keep it right here as J.R. Holmes wants to talk shop. Tonight's broadcast of North-South Basketball being brought to you by Smithville. Smithville Security has new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, thermostat, and much more over a monitored security system. So for a safe and efficient home or office, schedule a free on-site assessment. Smithville, give them a call Monday, 812-876-2211.
Joey mentioned at the outset of the game that the Panthers do a great job at taking the leading scorer for the opposing team out of the game. They've done that with Lathoon. He's got 6 points. But Treadway, he's only taken 3 shots in the ball game. He's got to get more involved in the offense.
Well, no question about that. 38-26, and we'll see how the Panthers run their offense after J.R. didn't like the defensive setup the last couple of times down. So their 16-point lead, and there's a bad pass. And that'll irk him even more as he just flops back into his chair with his hands behind his head. 38-26. I tell you, another 3 could put it to single digits. Bloomington North made a little bit of a run, but it came in the third quarter of that ball game they played in January. The ball is kicked. It will be North's ball underneath their own basket. 38-26, a 12-point lead for Bloomington South. North has had one lead tonight. That's been in the first quarter. It was 1.98. Treadway with the basketball now. Spinning around. Pump fake. Put up a shot. No good. Basie tracks it down offensively. Another possession for Bloomington North. Malik LaFoon is checked in. Malik needs to get hot too, John, mentioning guys to really pump up their offense. He's down on the baseline right. He loves to shoot out of either wing. There's a long three by Holden Kostremski. And here comes Bloomington North. They have cut it inside double digits to 9 now. Holden Kostremski with his second three tonight. And it's 38-29. South 16-point lead. Being whittled a little bit of the time now, and the Cougar fans getting into it. And Jake Treadway is going to be nailed on the personal foul, guarding the ball handler, Taylor Gilpin, a bit too close. So Treadway picks up his second personal foul. Coyle, here comes Johnny Jager. He'll be checking back into the ball game. Boy, I still remember that Friday night we were here, and Jager put on just a shooting exhibition in that second quarter when he had 16 of Bloomington South's 22 points in that quarter. 38-29. Panthers will work for the final shot, perhaps, unless they get something deep. Well, they've cut it down on a couple of three-pointers, one by Kostremski and the other by Treadway. Down to 27 seconds, so we will go to the fourth quarter. And North will have the same deficit, maybe, that they had at halftime, which was 9 points. And they have really labored to shoot the ball tonight from two or three. But now they're beginning to warm up just a bit, so we ought to have an interesting final 8 minutes. Here's Blackwell over to Martindale. A shot taken and missed. Fight for the rebound. Holden Kostremski with it. Flings one at the buzzer, and that's the end of the third quarter. So that's exactly how things play out. Bloomington South with the lead after three, 38-29. So hold on to your britches. 8 minutes or more in this 70th annual battle between the two city schools. This one tonight. First ever time that the two city schools as North and South have played here in Bloomington for a sectional championship. They're doing it here tonight. We're back with the final quarter after this 1 minute break. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Side out to start the fourth quarter, and Chance Coyle wasting little time shooting in the three. Chance Coyle, his second three-pointer of the night to open up the scoring here in the fourth quarter, and it's back to a 12-point lead. Malik LaFoon has been held in check tonight. Tucker Blackwell among others. Tucker deflects the ball, now leases it to Holden Kostremski. Here comes North the other way, and Chance Coyle goes up into the stands trying to save that one. Coyle got a real feel. Of course, his father, a former head coach, he now is one of JR's assistants here. He just has a real feel for the game of hoops. And he's not even 15 years old yet. 41-29. 7:26 to play. We got a whistle here and a problem.
Showing the shooting splits after three. Bloomington South warming up a bit. They're 42%, 5-16 behind the line. Bloomington North, 29% from the field, 5-14 behind the line.
41-29 is our score, as Jake Treadway will trigger it out, and does, to Holden Kostremski, working against Taylor Gilpin. Clears it out to Tyler Adams. They work it around. Tucker's done a nice job on Tate Stewart tonight. 7:15 to play in the ball game. Shot taken, a three. Holden tried to nail another one, and it shot too far to the right side, and cleared out of there by Blackwell, who's had an outstanding game tonight. Still on dribble, off the glass, got it, count it, and one. So Tucker Blackwell picks up his 15th point of the ball game, and he'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play, looking for point number 16 to try to give the Panthers a 15-point lead back. Sixth ranked in the state, they've won 18 in a row. In the air, and Blackwell 3-for-3 from the line. 16 points for the junior. 44-29, 7 minutes to play here in the ball game in this championship tilt. Winner goes to Seymour next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We'll have the action starting at 9:30 with Chalk Talk. Driving the lane, what a nice move, but he couldn't get it to go, and that's Jake Treadway. And boy, I tell you, Chance Coyle took a nasty spill. Shot, Tucker, a three ball, no good. Fight for the rebound. Panthers retain possession and then throw it away. Johnny threw it right to Tate Stewart. Here comes Stewart. Basie down on the wing. Jastrzemski will try another three. Out of the corner, Holden Jastrzemski with his third three tonight. And the Cougars not going away. They whittle it back to 12, now 44-32. 6:16 to play here in the ball game. Taylor Gilpin on the dribble, comes top of the key now. We see that Treadway, and he's done a nice job on Johnny Jaeger the entire ball game. Now they're in a basic man-to-man. There's a jump shot straight out by Martindale. Well, when you least expect it, Martindale comes up, John, with the big shot. 46-32. Here comes Treadway the other way. Over to Adams now. 14-point lead. Adams trying to penetrate, shut off by Chance Coyle. Holden Jastrzemski, Adams, Treadway, they all touch it down to Tate Stewart, back to Jake. Inside, no movement down on the inside blocks by either big man. And I say that just by using the word. There's a nice move inside by Jastrzemski. So Jastrzemski now getting loose. He's got eight here in the second half, 13 in the ball game, and he becomes Bloomington North's leading scorer. 12-point lead for Bloomington South. They have the basketball again. 5:11 to play here in the ball game. Backing it up now, Tucker Blackwell over to Taylor Gilpin. They work it around in three-ball range. Martindale trying to set a screen. There's the cutter and Blackwell, and Chance didn't see him in time. Deals it over to Gilpin. Entry pass, and Jaeger threw it away again. 46-34. Now a three will cut it to single digits. North on the attack. With it is Treadway to the glass. Put up a shot. I think they were going to count that too had it gone in. And I think Gilpin got Treadway. Or was it Chance Coyle? It was Coyle.
This is a strong move to the basket by Treadway.
So Jake will go to back to the free throw line where he has had success tonight. And he will be shooting two. Seventh team foul and another positive for Bloomington North, John. They'll be in the bonus the rest of the way. 4:45 to play. This is a two-shot foul, and Treadway misses for the first time tonight.
Yeah, they can ill afford to miss the free throws because they're not hitting anything from outside other than what Jastrzemski's been able to do.
Yeah, that's what happened to East Central as they were trying to come back against North last night. Missed some crucial free throws in the early part of the fourth quarter. Treadway 5 of 6 now from the line. And a timeout called by Andy Hodson of Fulman. We'll break for 1 minute with 4:45 to play. Panthers with an 11-point lead. 46-35 in the title game. They were in the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to North-South Basketball. Andy Hodson granted the timeout as we get back to action here. Joe Smith, John Callahan. Our producer, Katie Robbins, 46-35, as Bloomington North has labored the entire second half, shooting 31% from the field. South, on the other hand, a nifty 70% shooting. They only put up 10 shots. I say only, they've hit seven of them. Been very economical here in the second half. They lead by 11. They have the ball. 4:20 to play here as they look to win the sectional championship. What a play by Tucker Blackwell. Tucker Blackwell scoring now at will. He's got eight. He's got 18 in the ball game. 48-35. Shot taken and missed that time by Jastrzemski. Cleared out of there by Logan Kirby. Logan rumbling back down the other way. He's nearing a double-double. I know he's in double figures in rebounds, 11 or 12 tonight. And now we got a timeout called by J.R. Holmes. 3:49 to play. And we got a break here in the action, so we'll take another half-minute break. Bloomington South wanting to talk over strategy. 48-35 with 3:49 to play in the sectional championship game. Back in a half, you're listening to North-South Basketball. Biggest lead of the night tonight has been 16 as we welcome you back to the Panther Lair. 48-35 with 3:49 to play. John, and it's been, well, lots of times you look into the book and shooting stats really do tell the tale.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, Bloomington North, they've been hovering around the 30% mark the entire ball game. Bloomington South was shooting 42% after three periods, well, in the first half. And I mean, they've really warmed it up here in the second half, as you just mentioned, 7-10 shooting for the field. But again, Bloomington North, they've just been ice cold the entire game. And give a lot of credit to the Panther defense for that.
Well, they shut the water off of the Olympians last night, and they're doing the same dive tonight in the championship game. Johnny Jaeger, on a night where he has scored only 3 points on a one field goal, he's only taken 5 shots, but South shooting a splendid percentage here in the second half. Chance Coyle all by himself, all slapped away from him by Connor Basie and out of bounds. It'll be South Panther basketball. Here comes Stewart in, Adams out. So Stewart, Basie, Jastrzemski, LaFoon, and Jake Treadway. The maroon and gold for Andy Hodson. A 13-point deficit, 3:29 to play in the title game. Looking, and now a 5-second call against Logan Kirby.
That is now 14 turnovers for the Panthers.
So, Bloomington North, another opportunity. As Treadway just rolls the ball down, now picks it up, comes across the timeline. Over to Tate Stewart. Stewart has been quiet. He's had a three-pointer in each half, and there's a bad pass. Stolen away by Logan Kirby. What a play. The whistle blew before the basket by Tucker Blackwell. Off the pass by Johnny Jaeger. And we've got a holdout at the top of the perimeter on the right wing over there.
Joey,
and it's going to be on base.
Excuse me, Joey, you were talking about Tate Stewart and how quiet he's been. He is just 2-12 from the field.
Well, that is the fourth personal foul on Connor Basie. Still, North hasn't, they've committed only 6 total fouls here in the second half. South 7. So as we've mentioned a couple of times, we've had a good rough tumble game tonight. Void of a lot of whistle tooting. 48-35, approaching the 3-minute mark, and Tate Stewart gets wrapped up with Taylor Gilpin, a couple of seniors. So the bonus will go into effect now. And Taylor Gilpin, the wrong man to foul here, especially in a bonus situation. 81% on the year for Taylor.
He was 5-6 last night at the strike.
Michael Connor, who contributed big time last night, a little bit under the weather, is not dressed for tonight's ball game. But he is hoping these final 3 minutes will extend his season. Gilpin connects at the free throw line, earning his bonus. We talked about how vital both Connor and Gilpin have been, getting a big contribution once Franz got that football out of him, out of an all-state year on the gridiron for Momoriere, and then Chance Coyle's development as the season's progressed. There's a long three by Tate Stewart. Got it. Well, he's shot in nothing but threes, and it's 50-38. Here we go the other way. We got a whistle and a problem. 12-point deficit for Bloomington North to make up. And let's see. Gilpin will be going back to the free throw line.
Foul was on Stewart. That's his third.
So Tate picks up the personal foul, playing in what could be his last game. Whereas he was summoned and got more PT when Ken Montgomery, we didn't even talk about that, John, an integral part to Bloomington North's offense and defense, and he was the leading scorer in that first game back in January. And of course, he was dismissed from the team shortly thereafter. Gilpin is 4-4 from the free throw line. He's been getting a lot of his sectional points from the line. 14-point lead out of the corner. Malik LaFoon misses here. Rebound, Holden Jastrzemski, slip, falls down, and we got a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Bloomington North.
Yeah, that's for LaFoon. Joe, that's just his third shot of the second half. He's only taken 7 shots in the ball game, and after hitting his first three, he's missed his last four.
Andy Hodson wants a timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break, 2:31 to play, 52-38. Bloomington South that far away from returning to the title room. And they have been out of the sectional championship realm since 2012. They're 2:38 away from it right now. Back in a minute, you're listening to South Panther basketball. Well, back we come. Little scrub on the floor and coming out with the loose ball, and fouled on the play was Jake Treadway, his third, and checking in at the free throw line now. For the Southsiders, Tucker Blackwell missing the free throw, the first time he has missed tonight from the line. He's got 18 points. South, though, retains possession. They have the lead with 2:15, and they'll spread the floor a little bit. Looking for victory number 21 to head to Seymour next Saturday against either Franklin Central or New Palestine. 52-38 with 2 minutes to play in this ball game. Chance Coyle. High posting is Gilpin. Good ball movement. Now they got a lane. Oh, nice pass. Tucker Blackwell. And Tucker had a lane. Instead, wanted an assist. Gave it up to Taylor Gilpin, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
You just got to pick your poison there. You wanted at the free throw line, either Blackwell or Gilpin, and it's going to be Gilpin.
So Taylor will check in, and the southpaw is 5 for 5 now tonight in a reserve role, as I mentioned, an 81% free throw shooter. And it looks like there's going to be some net cutting down right on their home court by the white-cladded South Panthers. They can match the biggest lead of the ball game, and Gilpin misses here. Rebounded out of there by LeFoon. Just inside 2 minutes to play. Malik forced one there, and Taylor Gilpin got a little piece of the ball. What a defensive play by the senior. Well, it has been a struggle, John, right from the get-go. I mean, neither team getting any of the blue ribbons for shooting in the first half, especially the first quarter. Both teams got off, but South finally adjusted in the second half, and during one stretch of it, we're shooting 70%, and their aggregate here in the second half is going to be pretty doggone good.
Yeah, they're pretty close. They're just under 70% shooting here in the second half, and if Kirby can get this free throw, he's got a double-double.
He's got 9 points. He's 1 of 4 from the line in the air, and he's got 10 points and, 13 rebounds or so? So a nice double-double for Logan Kirby. Long three by Tate Stewart. Hits high, bounce around, still in play. Rebounded Jake Treadway. Got it to fall, and it counts. And he'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. 55-40. A minute 37 to play in the ball game.
Kirby now with 12 rebounds.
12 rebounds. So 10 and 12, the double for Logan Kirby tonight. And here's Treadway to try to complete the three-point play. He's 5 of 6 from the line. In and out, no good. Cleared out of there by Kirby. So add another one to his list. And we'll walk the length of the court. That is all of a sudden now the 10th team foul against Bloomington North. And bonus situation. Now that's the other thing. We didn't have that many fouls called, John, in the first half. And then Bloomington North was the first team in the second half to get in the one and bonus situation, and they just, create any kind of offense to get close to the basket. Connor Basie's career is over. Gets a nice hug and pat on the back from Johnny Jager, who's playing. His season will extend to next week, and hopefully beyond that if you're a Panther fan. Here comes Riley Crean in the game. Minute 35 to play, 56-40, and Jake Treadway leaves and gets a nice standing ovation. So Andy taking them out one at a time. The two senior captains go out separately. Basie, Treadway, Tate Stewart now leaves, playing in his final game. And here is Logan Kirby. Musichello has checked into the ball game, and Kirby connects from the free throw line.
He's hit 4 in a row from the stripe after missing his first 3 attempts. Heat up.
So, Kirby, what do you got him with now? 12?
He's got 13 rebounds and 12 points.
Tyler Adams, another senior, departs the hardwood, playing in his final high school game. Taylor Gilpin, he gets a nice round of applause. Coming in, doing a job. Keenan Franz comes in for him. 57-40 with a minute 31 to play. Malik LeFoon with the basketball. Riley Crean, a three, got iron, no, cleared out of there. And knocked around, and Franz and Blackwell play catch. Keenan Season, as a basketball player, will be extended to the regional level. He had a pretty good run in football, didn't he? 57-40, 108 to play in the ball game. North will close 16-9 under Andy Hodson, wrapping up his 11th year as head coach of the Northsiders. Souse had enough points. JR satisfied with the win. And we got a whistle, and now we got a timeout called just to get the players in. And it is bench clearing time. And that's Logan Kirby getting a nice pat on the back from J.R. Holmes, leaving with a double-double. Tucker Blackwell tonight with an outstanding 18-point ball game. 57-40. And we'll play out the final 51 seconds. Stick around. Our post-game show hopefully will include a couple of players. And J.R. Holmes, if we can get him. 46. There's a drive by Phil King. No good. Cleared out of there. Here comes Malik LaFoon the other way. Malik put up a shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two. So Malik LaFoon really, really struggling tonight offensively to find any of it. Did not or has not scored a point yet here in the entire second half.
Yeah, Joey got off to a great start. Hit his first two, hit his first three shots of the ball game, and that's been it.
LaFoon's first free throw opportunity, and you know what kind of a great free throw shooter he has been all season long for the Northsiders. I mean, here's a guy that's used to shooting anywhere from 8, 9, and on up. LaFoon connects on both. He has 8, and he comes out of the ball game. Liam Wilkerson, the young, promising freshman, 5'11", comes in. LaFoon's night is over with 8 points. Also in, Matt Ambrosio for Bloomington North, and Riley Crean, Musa Jallo. So a couple of the Cougars you'll be seeing. Logan Calvin is also into the ball game, a 6'2 sophomore. Down to 20 seconds to play, 57-42, and that probably will be the final. Andy doesn't want anybody to foul, and JR doesn't want anybody to shoot. So it's probably going to wind up 57-42. Down to 6, and Bloomington South returns as sectional champions for the first time since 2012. J.R. Holmes winning his 16th sectional here at Bloomington South, and the school's 18th. 57-42, our final, as Bloomington South will move on with now 19 consecutive wins and will play either Franklin Central or New Palestine in game one of the Seymour Regional next Friday, or rather Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We'll put it in the books. 57-42, the final. We'll be back with our post-game show brought to you in part by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. When we come back, we'll have some net cutting, and we'll talk hopefully to a couple of players in our post-game show. You're listening to North-South Basketball. I always like that fourth drum roll to usher me in. And the Bloomington South Panthers, with J.R. Holmes' 16th sectional title in the school's 18th as Bloomington South, and their first since 2012. And a happy bunch of seniors, juniors, sophomores, and freshmen posing as the Panthers win it tonight 57-42. To move to 21-2, 19 straight victories now for the Southsiders as they move on. If it's Franklin Central, it's a team that they put up 86 points and had their best offensive showing of the year right here back in January. They beat Franklin Central 86-65, did not play New Palestine. And get this, I mean, Franklin Central has really labored this year, now starting to play well. They're only 7-15 going into the sectional championship game tonight against New Pal, who's 13-11. Bloomington North closes out 16-9 under Andy Hodson, and really could not muster anything deeper than a 9-point deficit in the second half. They had one lead tonight, and that was by 1 point at 9-8 in the first quarter. South led. Neither team got off to good shooting starts. It was 10-9 at the end of one. Panthers led by 9 at halftime, 27-18. Then the three ball started to fall with Treadway and Chastrzemski back-to-back to knock it back down to 9 at the end of three, 38-29. But then the Panthers gained control again as the ball just wouldn't fall tonight with any kind of sustained flow for Bloomington North. And Bloomington South at 1 point in the second half was shooting almost 75% from the field. So they were dialed in tonight. They had a great tournament, although last night the shooting dropped off to a 43%, but still they did other things well, like play defense and shut off Columbus East after trailing by 5. They shut off Columbus East then to the tune of, 14 points over the course of the last 18 minutes. So the ladders have been raised, and hopefully we will get J.R. Holmes up here in due time. As John Callahan working meticulously at his numbers. I was going to borrow Stoltz, but he's already, he must have a date tonight. Lynn Hauser telling me that Pike beat Southport tonight, so the number one team in the state is out.
Well, that was to Southport, so that's the first sectional bout for Southport. 15 years.
Huh?
That's Southport's first championship in 15 years.
No, Pike beat him.
Oh, Pike beat
Pike
him.
Pike beat
sorry.
Southport.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they upset him. So we'll await to see how things turn out here. As Johnny Jaeger up first on the ladder, Panthers will play the early game at 10 o'clock next Saturday. We'll have all the ticket information and what have you. So, John, you ready to run down the final stats?
I am, and I'll just go ahead before I get into that. I can tell you that Franklin Central was a winner tonight. They knocked off New Pal. The final there was 68-60.
Okay.
All right, so I'll go ahead and jump into the stats now. Okay, for Bloomington South, they had two players score a double figures. Chance Boyle, he just missed tonight. Had he scored another point and pulled down another rebound, he'd have had a double-double, so we would have had two Panthers with double-doubles tonight. But Coyle falling just shy. Okay. Tucker Blackwell, the leading scorer in the ball game, finishing 18 points, 6 rebounds. He was 6 of 14 from the field, 3 of 8 behind the line, 3 of 4 from the stripe. Logan Kirby with 12 points and 13 rebounds. Logan didn't miss a shot tonight. All four of them going down. Free throw line, he was 4 of 7. He started out at the stripe, missing his first three, and then he closed 4 straight. So a double-double for Logan Kirby. Chance Quayle off the bench with 9 points and 9 rebounds, 3 of 5 from the field, hit both three ball attempts, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Of the 9 rebounds, he had 5 of those in the first quarter. Taylor Gilpin with 5 points off the bench, hit 5 of 6 free throws, had a couple of assists and a rebound. Josh Martindale, 6 points tonight. Josh, 3 of 6 in the field, missed his lone three-ball attempt. Johnny Jaeger, who had 22 points in the regular season matchup, finished with only 3 points tonight. 1 of 5 from the field, that was a three-ball. All 5 attempts coming from behind the line. 2 points, couple of rebounds off the bench for Keenan Franz. Keenan, 1 of 2 from the field. McElliott, likewise, scoring 2 points. He was 1 of 3 from the field, had 1 rebound. For Bloomington North tonight, who really labored shooting the basketball, Holden Jastrzemski had 13 points and 5 rebounds. He was 5 of 13 from the field, 3 of 7 behind the line. 10 points, 6 rebounds for Jake Treadway. He was 2 of 5 from the field, hit his lone 3-ball attempt. He was 5 of 7 from the free throw line. And actually was the leading rebounder tonight for Bloomington North with 6 rebounds. Got 8 points, 1 rebound from Malik Lathune, 3 of 8 from the field, missed both 3-ball attempts. He was 2 of 2 from the line. Paige Stewart really labored tonight. Joe just 3 of 14 from the field, 2 of 9 behind the arc, 8 points, 1 rebound. Connor Basie did not score. He had a couple of rebounds. Musa Jallo did not score. He had 1 rebound. Shooting splits for the Panthers tonight, they were under 40%. until the second half. They finish at 43%. He only took 12 shots in the second half. Finished hitting 7 of 12 there in the second half. 43% shooting for the game. 6 of 18 behind the line, 33%. They went to the free throw line 20 times tonight. 16 of those in the second half. He hit 13 of them for 65%. Bloomington North finishing 13 of 46 in the field. That's just 28%. They were 7 of 20 behind the line, 35%. And they hit 7 of 9 from the stripe for 78%. Panthers, huge advantage on the boards for the second straight night. Last night it was 37 to 18. Tonight it's 38 to 20. So Panthers not only getting it done at the defensive end, they're doing a great job on the boards here of late. Bloomington North hit 6 of 22 from the field in the second half. And again, 7 of 12 shooting in the second half for Bloomington South. Turnovers, 14 for Bloomington South. Bloomington North commits 8 miscues. But again, 57 to 42, the Panthers season sweep here. And they're heading over to Seymour next Saturday.
That they are. John, why don't you leave us? And nice job with the stats. And go down and get JR and maybe Tucker Blackwell and Johnny Jager. And so we'll continue our post game here from the Panther lair. The JR Holmes court. We have found out that the Franklin Central has defeated New Palestine 68-60, so it'll be Franklin Central and Bloomington South, a Conference Indiana matchup next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the Barney Scott Gym down in Seymour. We'll be back with more of our coverage, hopefully talk with Tucker Blackwell and a few of the Panthers when we come back. You're listening to the sectional championship here, won by Bloomington South 57-42. Back in a couple of minutes, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, as the celebration continues. And a couple of integral parts of Bloomington South's basketball machine. Now they've won 19 in a row, headed to the Seymour Regional next Saturday to take on a team they know all about, and that's the Franklin Central Flashes, who knocked off New Palestine earlier tonight, 68-60. So here's a basketball club that has 8 wins playing in the regional alongside Conference Indiana foe Bloomington South, who beat them back in January, putting 86 on the board. Johnny Jager has joined us along with Tucker Blackwell. And Johnny, first of all, you being the senior, just some thoughts and comments about your career that is continuing on and tacking on this sectional championship. Yeah. Talk about it, son.
It's a surreal feeling right now. I mean, we have 8 seniors on the team, all that have played so hard their whole careers. And they deserve this just as much as anyone on the team. It's a great feeling. I'm so glad for all my teammates.
You know, we have watched you guys develop, both of you guys, and you're interchangeable, really. Johnny, I'm not going to say you struggled tonight. Yeah. You know, Bloomington North came out in a 2-3 zone. Did that surprise you that they came out in the zone to start with?
Yeah, we didn't really expect them to come out in a 2-3 zone, but we were ready for whatever they threw at us. And so both clubs were a little nervous there at the beginning, not hitting much shots, but, I mean, big players stepped up. Tucker had a tremendous game, and it was just really fun.
That's what I mean, Tucker. Talk a little about it. You had 18 points tonight. Johnny, we've seen him go off and score a ton of points, and you were the facilitator. But it's been just talk about the relationship you have developed with John in that backcourt.
John's my brother. There's nothing you can say more about that. We love each other so much. We'll do anything for each other. There's nothing more we can do. We're a family out there. I played pretty horrible in the past 2 sectional championship games, and I just decided I wanted to go out there and I wanted to win for these 8 seniors and Coach Holmes and get it back to Bloomington.
Well, I tell you, you know, you've added a little to the bench, and I mean, you're talking about the seniors. Taylor Gilpin had a nice game tonight. Michael Connor, I heard, was sick, but here's a young man that's only a freshman, Chance Coyle. I want you guys to talk a little about Chance and his contributions. Tucker, you're an underclassman. Here he comes tonight with 9 points and 9 rebounds.
We just took Chance under our wing from the get-go. We knew he was going to be a good player. We know we got his dad, who's nothing but an energizer bunny, on the bench. And Chance is such a good basketball player. We just got to keep his head into it. And tonight he was locked in, and I couldn't ask any more from him.
Johnny, what have you taught Chance here as he has developed so much here in the second half of the season, you being the senior veteran?
Yeah, like you said, he's really matured here as of late. And I just told him he's a huge part of this team. And for us to go far, we need him to be that great player that we know he is. And he knows he's the crucial part of the team, and he's been just taking it, and he's doing a great job.
Well, talk to me. What do you remember about Franklin Central? That game, you had 86 points. You played them here on the home score, and I'm trying to find the box score. Here it is. And that particular night, you had 11 points, and Blackwell, Mr. Blackwell here had 18. Well-balanced scoring, 2, 4, 5 guys in double figures, but you shot 62% that night. What do you remember about the Flashes?
Yeah, they're a tough team. If I remember correctly, I think they play a lot of zone, just like North did tonight. And that was just one of those nights where we were on. So we're expecting another night like that next week.
Well, you hit 10 three-pointers as a team. And Tucker, you had three of them. Johnny, you hit 3 of 3 from behind the line. You had 18 points that night against Franklin Central.
I believe they have, what's his name?
Burke?
24 or something like that. Burke, yeah. He's their star player. Everything runs through him. He takes most shots on the team. If we can shut him down, play our game, I see no reason why we can't go.
Well, I tell you guys, thanks for coming up here. We want to continue along with the celebration. You got, I don't know, are they going to let you cut those nets down too? Hopefully, Johnny.
Yeah.
They will, since a senior.
Yeah,
tell Coach that, you know, Smitty says it's all right to do that.
We'll
this
do.
Is once-in-a-lifetime
yeah.
situation
yeah,
for
are.
You.
Uh-huh.
All right, Johnny Jager and Tucker Blackwell, we'll see you at Seymour next Saturday
thank
morning
you very
at
much.
10 o'clock.
Thank you.
So the celebration continues as the Panthers win it tonight, 57-42. A couple of, aces in that backcourt, without a doubt, as the Franklin Central Flashes will be the opponent for the Southsiders. We've gone a little past the 9 o'clock hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith along with John Callahan here. 57-42. The Southsiders now 21-2 on the year with 19 consecutive victories. Getting a double-double tonight, and nearly two guys with double-doubles, as the man that delivered the double-double, Logan Kirby, with 12 points and also 13 rebounds. And hopefully Logan will be up to join us to put the headsets on as he's come lumbering up here to join us here. As Logan Kirby will be joining us here, a young man that had a heck of a football season, as we all know, and he'll be going to Wittenberg University to play a little football, maybe a little basketball. A double-double tonight, and Logan, just talk about you being one of the seniors, just the thoughts and comments after an outstanding football season. This has been a heck of a year for you, young man. Talk about winning the sectional.
Well, I thought we would have a good year in basketball, and I knew the biggest game would be this one. So we just had to focus through the first few, and when it came to this sectional championship, we just came together and played our best.
Yeah, I want to talk about the board work tonight in this tournament. You know, last night it was 37-18. Tonight it was 38-20, and you had 12 to go along with your 12 points. Talk about how important and how that has evolved here, the rebounding aspect, not only defensively but offensively.
Well, you just every key point in the game is crucial throughout the game, and the rebounding was very important in this game because we outsized them for the most part, and we just battled inside and got the points inside and just dished it out and got the points wherever they needed to.
You know, you and Keenan had great seasons for Coach Mo, going all the way, one game denied before playing for a state championship. How long did it take you to get the football out of you and get back with the mental mindset, Logan, playing hoops?
I've struggled with that throughout high school, and it usually takes me a couple of weeks. The first week, like, I'm just barely getting down the floor, and then after the next few weeks, I start getting in shape. But it's a big transition. It's totally different.
You talk about, and you're playing on and are a key part of a team that's won 19 in a row, and you're doing it with defense. Talk a little about the defense, and it's been like that from day one.
Yes, this year defense has been our key thing. We, in the past, our defense hasn't been that great, and we decided this year that we were going to step up, and we made goals to have every team below 55 at the end, and for the most part we've been doing that.
You know, you got a lot of help from a young kid that's only about 14-15 years old. I don't think Chance Coyle's 15 yet, but he rebounds and plays like a senior. He had 9 rebounds tonight to go along with 9 points. His development to help you guys on the boards, you and Josh, has just made this team doubly tough defensively.
Yes, it doesn't matter the age, honestly. of the player. As long as he's got heart and he wants to help the team, he's going to do it. He's going to get those rebounds. He's going to get those points.
Well, he is indeed. You got Franklin Central. You know a little something about him. 10 o'clock, so get to bed early next Friday night. But, Logan, thanks for dropping up, and a heck of a tournament for you, young man. And let's move forward and see how many of the Panthers can get here in the next couple of weeks.
Hopefully many more. Thank you.
Logan Kirby joining us on his way to Wittenberg University to play football and to study. Outstanding student athlete, doing a heck of a job tonight with his double-double of 12 points and 13 rebounds, joining us here in our post-game show. So we'll continue along. We'll take another break and close things out. Hopefully have J.R. Holmes. If not, we'll close down shop here at the Holmes Court. 57-42, Panthers win the sectional championship, returning to the throne room for the first time since 2012. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everybody. One final time, but it wouldn't be complete without the Hall of Fame coach himself, J.R. Holmes, joining us here. These are clean here, but I tell you, Logan Kirby was sweating, and for good reason. Logan Kirby was sweating a little on those headsets, but for good reason, he played one whale of a ball game. But first of all, hey, back to the title room since 2012, and you're 16th here at the high school, 18th in this school's history. But these never get old, do they?
They get harder. They get more stressful for old people like me. It's been a long week hosting the tournament and getting all that stuff going. But, excuse me, when you're the favorite going in, you know, I think it's more pressure on the coach, because if you lose, it's the coach's fault because you beat them everybody before. But these teams all competed against us, all three of them did, yep. and made it, even though the scores of all three games looks like it was easy, it was not easy.
No, and you had the long road to hoe, but two things you did constant. Clear through the tournament. You rebounded the ball and you played super defense. Talk about those two aspects and how they were enhanced each step of the way.
Well, we told them they might come out in a zone. We've seen them do that, and we just got antsy there and fired some threes up there early and didn't hit. And so I was concerned about that. So we had to play good defense on the other end, just keep them in bay and keep them close until we got figured out where we got guys that just stopped in their tracks and didn't flash when they were supposed to. They just like deer in the headlights. Because when you come in a big game like this and a pretty good crowd and you're supposed to win, and all once the first shot or two doesn't go down, then everybody sort of tightens up. So our defense is what really kept us going. We did a great job on Tate and Lafoon. I mean, other than the officials letting them just duck their shoulder and run into you and call fouls, they had a hard time getting open.
Well, you held them to 28%, one of your better nights defensively against a pretty decent basketball club and the defending champs, and you shut off the power to a lot of their scorers and go-to players. That being said, talk about the flexibility you see between Johnny and Tucker. Tucker tonight with 18 points. We've seen him kind of labor with his offense. They did a decent job with him out of that zone with Johnny. He gets one field goal, but he does so many other things for you. So you get one, you get the other, but it's just so tough to get both of them on the same night.
Well, he's played really well all year long, Johnny. He wasn't very good tonight. He had a tough night shooting the ball. Then he started pressing. Then he wouldn't shoot the ball. And then he tried to make some passes through two or three legs. And just I was disappointed. And he got in foul trouble and had to set in the first half. He got in foul trouble, had to set the whole third quarter. And he wanted to play so well and does work at it really, really hard. And it just wasn't one of his better games. And Taylor came in and handled the ball a little bit. And Tucker made a couple really acrobatic shots that went in for us. But the biggest thing probably is that we dominated the boards. Logan on the boards, Martindale in there, and Chance come in and did his usual. We set him up for a shot right to start of the fourth quarter, and he hits a three ball right off the bat to push it back up to 12 points. And when you're a freshman and your coach sets you up for the shot to get you going in the sectional in the fourth quarter, you know you got a lot of confidence in what he can do.
Yeah, 21 rebounds between those two, Kirby and Chance Coyle. Talk about Kirby, especially in the second half. Now, you get that kind of performance now that we go to the next level, the regional level. Games are getting shorter now, and, you play Franklin Central, a team you put 86 on. We'll get to them in a second. But talk about Kirby's development in his game tonight.
Well, he just had a bad game last night. He wasn't very good, and he missed layups, and he had fouls, and that's what the good part of our team is, that kids have a bad game, you know, or have a night they're not as good as they are, or foul trouble. He fought a sprained ankle, you know, all through the Warren Central game into the Tuesday night games. And, you know, and tonight he came out as a senior, supposed to come out and play like you're supposed to. Josh Martin had a great start and he got lightheaded and didn't do some things. He came in and hit a big two or three shots for us tonight.
Yep.
And but we got going in the last part of the game, and we ended up, you know, we got two or three of those guys on the bench because the guys on the floor were doing what they were supposed to. We had them spread out and they couldn't take it away from us, and had our best free throw shooting team. So I'm really pleased for Logan. He's struggled last night and felt bad and come back tonight and redeemed himself.
Well, and the best hopefully is yet to come from that young man. All right, we'll let you go. But first of all, familiarity with Franklin Central, a member of Conference Indiana. They won tonight 68-60. They go to the regional with eight wins, but a team that is dangerous. You got in a shootout with them, hit 62% and put 86 on them back in January. What do you remember about the Flashes?
We shot well, but they didn't have two of their starters. They had the starting guard, averaged 12 or 13, was out with a knee injury, and he came back 3 weeks later. And then they had the sophomore who averages 12 or 14, Pettigrew, was sick, and he tried to play him a little bit in the first quarter, took him out and didn't play him anymore.
Yeah.
So they had two players that are playing for him now. They beat Ben Davis at the end of the season. I knew they was on a roll because he's a good coach, and they got four, five, six really good players.
Well, they're 8-13, but they're 2-0 when it counts, as they win the Whiteland sectional earlier tonight over New Powell, 68-60. Get some ticket information to us when you can, or do you know that off the top of your head?
The meeting's not going to be until Tuesday because of the Evansville delayed sectional.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, they're going to play that title game down in Evansville on Monday and to determine
thanks,
the field. J.R. Holmes, thanks as always, my man. Take those and put those in your ever-expanding sports case of memorabilia. Always great to talk to the Hall of Fame coach. His 16th sectional title, and this is 33rd year at Bloomington South, his 45th year coaching. And they do never get old, winning these sectional championships. 57-42, that's going to about do it. For all of our sponsors tonight, our postgame show has been brought to you by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. And by the way, I'll go and take John's duty and give you our Green and Schultz trial lawyers, Bloomington South Panther player of the game, and it is Tucker Blackwell with his 18 points, 10 in the opening half to kind of set the pendulum swinging offensively for Bloomington South. You know, if you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Call Green and Schultz toll-free at 866-685-6800. Or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you. So Tucker Blackwell, our player of the game. So that's about the story for John Callahan, our producer Katie Robbins, and all of our sponsors. That is the sectional championship for tonight. And a broadcast reminder will be on the air from Barney Scott Gym in Seymour on Saturday at 9:30 with J.R. Holmes and Chalk Talk ahead of the Franklin Central Bloomington South semifinal for the regional, and the rest of the field to be determined later tonight and then on into Monday, with the Evansville North sectional being delayed because of all of the bad weather they've had down there. We won't know the winner there until Monday. New Albany, we know, defeated Bedford North Lawrence earlier tonight, so they won the Seymour sectional, and New Albany will play perhaps Evansville Wrights, who you'll recall was the number one team in the state for a good part of the second half of the season. Then they got beat by Southport, and then Southport got beat tonight by Pike. So anything can happen. It's Hoosier Hysteria time. For all of the crew here at the J.R. Holmes Court of the Bloomington South Lair, you've been listening and recapturing the headlines, the storylines evolving around the 2015 sectional championship won tonight by Bloomington South, 57-42. They take to Seymour a record of 21-2 and 19 in a row. You've been listening to North-South Basketball on this sectional championship Saturday night on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good evening, everyone, from the Holmes Court.